Hello everyone, thanks for coming here. I'm Danilo, I've been working on Turnip Driver for 3 years in Egalia. And I want to give a status update what we have achieved thus far and what's coming for us. Let's start with the new hardware we support. We now support a lot of hardware. And recently we started support at 700 series Adreno GPUs. We already merged Adreno 730 and 740, and the merge request for the most recent Adreno GPU 750 is being on review. There are a lot of changes between Adreno generations with for mostly performance reasons. There are registers changed and many new performance features out there. We also currently implemented only direct rendering and not tile-based rendering. Adreno GPUs are a bit weird because they support two mods, tiling and direct rendering, which is the same that desktop GPUs support. But tile-based rendering is still work in progress for now. We also support a lot of almost all 600 series GPUs, but there are some variants out there we don't support. There are 5 sub-generations of 600 series. We support all of them. So to add a new one, new variant of the GPU, we just need to change some registers there. As for our features and extensions, we now support Vulkan 1.3 and a lot of extensions with it. Most interesting one for us was dynamic rendering. It's rather simple for desktop GPUs because they don't care about render passes boundaries, mostly don't care about them. But for tiled rendering, for mobile GPUs, it's a big deal. We have to stitch together the render passes, sometimes even at the end, at the submission time. It could be really nasty. Like, the code is barely readable for it. And we have all extensions implemented for DXVK, VK, D3D Proton, and for Zinc supported. So it's great. While we do not claim Vulkan 1.3 conformance, we do regularly test Vulkan CTS. We test a lot of game traces. We test games. But with games, it feels like a whack-a-mole game right now because there are not a lot of real users out there, and we don't have a proper CI with game traces like Radvi does. Another big changes we've done are in pipelines. Our GPU has some unique way of dealing with pipelines, and with all the new pipeline-related extensions, we have to rewrite them every time in some way. But thanks to Connor Abbott, our pipelines are healthy. We've done a lot of IR3 optimizations, which is our